Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Well, greetings everyone on this 15th day of March in 2011. I hope you are all well. I am sitting here in Novato, California with my trusty partner, Chris, back there in Rhode Island.
Hi there.
There he is. I knew he would chime in for us. And so we've got you covered coast to coast and all around the world on the internet. And I've got a really special show today. They're all special. I know you hear that all the time, but I am particularly excited today. I'm going to talk a little bit about sensuality. I have an amazing guest that is going to be on the show, Monica Day, who is the author of a website called The Sensual Life. And she has also just written a guideline to The Sensual Life's Guide to Getting Off, What It Really Takes to Have It All. So she's going to be on the show. She's actually making her way across Manhattan as we speak, and we'll either get her on the line at 12:15 or at the bottom of the hour, which I guess it's 3:15 back east, and it's all different times all over the world. So, Coach Betty, what are we doing here? Well, what we are doing here is exploring and learning about our inner healing power. And I talk about that as living an organic and orgasmic life. So I want to keep reminding you of what I mean by that. The organic piece is really about being in flow with yourself and then in flow with life. So if we want to dig even a little further there, it's really about following our inner guides, our inner intuition. A lot of different words that we can call it, but that's what I mean when I think of organic living, is you are honoring who you are as a person. Now, the orgasmic piece, this is why I'm particularly excited about my guest today. And I'm going to read a quote from her website because it really is very much what I believe in terms of orgasmic living and why I chose that word orgasmic to use in the title of my show. So this is a quote straight from the website, thesensuallife.com. Orgasm is the basis of all life. It is the most powerful energy that lives within every single one of us and between us when we come together in sensual relationships. In popular culture, we have labeled the climax of a sexual experience an orgasm, and yet orgasmic energy is much more expansive, available and abundant than in just these moments. Our ability to feel pleasure, sensation, connection, awareness, and love is endless when we enter the gateway of our orgasm. So Monica Day wrote that. She's going to be on the show in about a half an hour. That's what I'm talking about with orgasmic living. Yes, there is an orgasm that you have in a sexual experience, but that lives within you. That feeling lives within you. So it truly can become a basis for how you live your life from that orgasmic place. So that's what we're talking about. The reason why I'm talking about this is because I think that there's a lot of people that are very out of touch with this inner power that we all have. Now, my particular blessing is around helping women rediscover their inner beauty and sexuality so they fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. And I just love saying that, so I know it's so right on in terms of what I help people do. And so I'm going to start the show here with a whoa baby. Now, if you listened last week, I was at this amazing conference, the celebration of 100 years of International Women's Day. And in that, I heard some phenomenal speakers. I got to interview a couple of people. And one of the people I heard was Tammy Lee Webb. Now, she is an exercise guru. She has created an entire series of videos called Buns of Steel, Abs of Steel. And she was one of the speakers at this conference. And this is the quote straight from Tammy Lee Webb. 97% of women do not like something about their bodies.
That's a whoa, baby.
Yeah, that is a whoa, baby. Now, as I explored this a little further, I found out that 68% of women feel worse about their own appearance after looking through women's magazines. Many health professionals are concerned about the prevalence of this distorted body image among women, which fosters, you know, this constant comparison to extremely thin figures promoted in the media. Now, you know, we all know that that's not healthy. 75% of normal weight women think they're overweight, and 90% of women overestimate their body size. So I introduce this whole show before Monica comes on with this whoa baby, because this is why I'm passionate about my blessing. Tammy Lee, when she was presenting her talk, she's probably in her 50s right now, and she had a clip of when she was 20 years old. Now, mind you, she's an exercise guru. She's got an incredible body. She's muscles all over the place. She's beautiful, long blonde hair, you know, the whole thing. And she said, and as she showed this clip, she said, you know what? I wasn't even happy with my body in my 20s. And now I look at that and say, oh my gosh, when am I going to be happy with my body? And that's so much of what it comes down to. And I tell you, I completely related to what Tammy Lee was saying, because I have felt the same way. Have you ever looked at pictures of yourself 20 years ago and say, wow, I looked good, but remembered that at that point in time, you didn't feel like you looked good? That's what we have to start to change. Why is it important for us to change that? You know, do you see how easily we lose touch with our inner beauty and sexuality? Now, our innerness, our inner being, that state where we find ourselves, that's, we're talking about our thoughts, we're talking about our inner peace, all of that. What's happening on the outside reflects all of what's going on the inside. Now, you know, you might think, okay, well, so what's the big deal if I'm feeling beautiful and sexual? It is a big deal. The reason why it's a big deal is because if you as a woman are not feeling in that powerful place that's available to all of us, guess what? Your relationships aren't usually very satisfactory because you're feeling bad about yourself in the relationship at various different points of time. So now we're not feeling good about ourselves. Our relationships aren't really working so great. Guess what else suffers? The entire planet suffers because Mother Earth, our planet, is feminine energy. And when women aren't feeling good about ourselves, the entire planet doesn't feel good about itself. So my tip to start out Coach Betty Live here today is I want you to pause right in this moment, as long as you're not driving your car, and find something you love about yourself. Maybe it's your eyes. Maybe it's your big toe. Maybe it's your fingernails. Find something and sit and admire it. Notice it. Become aware of this part of your body that you do like and even turn into love. I'm telling you, ladies, this is the way we begin to shift the energy that's on the planet. It sounds easy, but you know what? It's not, because we have spent so many years in that place of not liking our bodies. And I am the first one here to tell you that that's where I've been. So how about that for the start to the show? Pause and find something right now that you love about yourself. And just notice it and be aware of it. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to see if we can hook up with Monica Day. If we don't get her right now, we're going to hope to connect with her at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat? How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Hello, everybody. I am back. It's Coach Betty Live, back with Coach Betty. I just got a message from Monica that she's walking in the building, so we will pick her up at 12:30 or 3:30 or the bottom of the hour, wherever you happen to be. Okay, so let me just share a little bit more from my week. Last week, I interviewed an amazing person, Marcy Locke, who has taken off. She's skyrocketing. She's from Utah. She does an entire, workout program, really showing you how you can build muscles and reduce fat easily. And she's also got a program. I'm trying to think. She calls it the Marcy Locke 90-Day Program. I can't remember whether it actually had a name other than that, but you can always search her at Marcy Locke. That's MarciLock, MarcyLock.com. And her 90-Day Program really got much further than just the outer muscle strengthening, fat burning concepts, and she really dug into our belief systems. And so she mentioned this last week on the show, but I was so struck by it, I wanted to share it again today as another what I would call whoa baby. So here's what Marcy said. 80% of what we say to ourselves, we believe. And just 20% of what others say to us, do we believe?
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm having a whoa moment here.
A whoa moment. Yeah. I mean, just think about that combined with the information that I also just shared with you about the fact that 97% of women don't like their bodies. Wow, so that means 97% of women are walking around not feeling good about themselves, and 80% of those people are believing it, believing that they don't have a good body, that they're ugly or they've got blemishes. I tell you what, it's phenomenal to me how women can find what is wrong with them. They can have, I was traveling with this woman who was absolutely stunningly gorgeous last year, and we would laugh about it because Yvette Summers would look in the mirror and she would find one tiny little blemish on her cheek, and she would be like, look at this blemish, look at this tiny little blemish, although she wouldn't say tiny, of course. And the rest of her is simply gorgeous, but there on her cheek, which I, of course, could not even see unless I got right on top of her, was one tiny little blemish. So what a pity is what I say to this. Because as I said in the last segment, when women don't love themselves, everybody suffers. You know, think about situations that you might have in your life where the matriarch of the family, maybe the grandma, maybe the mama, but the matriarch of the family is not happy. I bet you could look underneath the surface and find that the whole family is not feeling settled with themselves because mama's not happy. So again, this is about you. It's about you being able to rediscover your beauty, because I promise you, I don't care how much you weigh, I don't care how tall you are, I don't care what color your hair is, if it's curly, if it's straight, you are a beautiful being. And there are people on the planet that see you as a beautiful being. And it's really, you are cheating the world and the people that are in your world by not feeling that for yourself, by not feeling that you are an amazing being. Now, one of the mottos and the themes of this International Women's Day last week was, this is our time. And certainly you have found that more and more women are stepping up, you know, and doing what their heart desires. You know, one evidence of this is all of the women entrepreneurs in our world. They're over 51% of the entrepreneurs are women, and that's growing. I know a couple of years ago, I saw a statistic that showed that it was the fastest growing segment is in business. Women entrepreneurs stepping out and creating businesses that they love. So that it is our time. Doors are opening for us. And that's a really positive thing. And I want you all to just breathe that in. So if it's our time, and you're feeling beautiful, sensual, and sexual, guess what happens out there in the world? Guess what's manifested? I'm going to let you just sit on that and see what you can imagine, because I imagine really amazing things. Now, I do need to underline this point. So ladies, I'm talking to you. I'm saying you got to rediscover your inner beauty and your inner sexuality. It's good for you. It's good for your relationships. It's good for the planet. I am not leaving men out of our equation here. The work is twofold. It's about really seeing who you are inside and also loving and appreciating the gifts that men bring to our planet as well. So what does that look like? How can you appreciate men on the planet? I have had so many amazing guests help me out here and offer up lots of tips. And Ina Laughingwinds, who I had on the show last month, she said, if you appreciate a man for the little things, the opening doors, the locking the house at night, those are the things that can build into a just groundwork, a foundation. You know, think about it as if you're like building a house. Let me set the foundation in appreciation. I also had an amazing guest and one of my mentors, Olga Ora, on the show last month. And one of her tips was about every single time you leave your house, you look at your partner in the eye and tell him or her in that moment what you appreciate about them. And then there was a second piece of it. The second piece is what you appreciate about yourself in the moment. So how might that transform relationships? Before you walk out the door, you are left with a sense of an appreciation for yourself and for the people that you live with and that are the closest to you. Well, these are the small little ways that begin to build a foundation of living organically and orgasmically. Is it clear that connection between appreciation, loving yourself, feeling your inner beauty and sexuality, and living organically and orgasmically? I'm hoping it's beginning to make sense. But I tell you, and please contact me, email me, let me know how this is resonating with you. You can email me at coachbetty@coachbettylive.com and let me know. Say, you know, yeah, I'm with you. I get it. help me do it, or what does this really mean? What, where are your confusions? If they're there, let me know, because I know that I can help to clear things up. And I have a process that I have developed. I've talked about it here on the show. I call it the 5 P's to peace, passion, and pleasure. And I'm going to be presenting a teleseminar. So no matter where you are in the world, you can tune in. That's going to begin in May. We're going to do a 5-part teleseries where each week we'll get on the phone for about an hour and a half, and we will explore the 5 P's to peace, passion, and pleasure. And we will dig under all of these beliefs about our bodies not being beautiful and find that inner beauty and sexuality so that we fall in love with ourselves. Men, women fall in love with us, whatever your preference is. And the earth falls in love with us because it's so happy that we're taking care of it. So, okay, I am going to go to another short break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Monica Day, who I'm sure has some insights and thoughts about this whole concept. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's March Madness at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, home of Ford, Mazda, and Hyundai. Central is the number one buying destination year after year. Plus, over 150 pre-owned in stock with prices to rock and the most certified pre-owned cars starting at $4,995. Central has a car for everyone. They guarantee your credit approval and guarantee you up to $6,000 for your trade. At Central Hyundai, the 2011 Sonata will save you a fistful of money on gas and drive it for $179 a month. At Central Mazda, drive the Mazda 3 for $189 a month. At Central Ford, the 2011 F-150. Drive it for $199 a month. Plus, America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000 miles. Central will beat any dealer's price or give you $2,000. Test drive CentralAutoGroupCT.com and see the savings. Central, exit 87 off 395, open 7 days. Call 860-564-4014.
All roads lead to Central. Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
It's Sonata SE Madness at MJ Sullivan Hyundai. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan. Drive the upgraded Sonata SE or SE Turbo for the same low price as the GLS models. That's right. Drive either the Sonata SE or SE Turbo for only $199 a month for 36 months. Listen to what you get for only $199 a month. These cars are loaded with up to 274 horsepower, 6-speed automatic transmission, 18-inch alloy wheels, power everything, and up to 34 miles per gallon. Don't forget, the Sonata is also rated the safest car in America. At MJ Sullivan's, we don't have just one at this price. We have over 40 to choose from, all for $199 a month. We also have over 40 of the all-new Hyundai Elantra starting at only $169 a month. Remember, all Hyundais come with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000-mile powertrain, and the Hyundai Assurance. Drive a Sonata SE or Sonata SE Turbo for only $199 a month, only at MJ Sullivan Hyundai in New London or on the web at MJSullivanAuto.com.
Well, hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty live back, still with just Coach Betty, I think. We are still trying to hook up with Monica Day.
I'm here.
Yay! Hello, Monica. Welcome. Welcome to Coach Betty live.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Yes. Thank you so much for jamming across Manhattan and getting there in time.
Absolutely. If anybody has done it, they're impressed.
That's right. What was it? You went from the south. Tell the listeners where.
Oh, I was on the Lower East Side, and I had to make it to the Upper West Side. And you know, if you look at a map, that's not very impressive at all. The whole island is only 7 miles, I think, or even less. But you know, with the several million people between me and there and here, it was a bit of a beat.
Yeah. Just a few obstacles there to overcome. Yeah.
Well, I was laughing to myself as I did it because I thought, oh, landline. You know, speaking from a landline, it's like a unicorn. It's like finding a unicorn, you know?
It is truly today, in today's world. There are a few. But,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, listen, let me tell y'all who Monica is. She is the founder of this website, The Sensual Life, and she has developed a lot of material around it. And what she specializes in is creating safe spaces for people to explore and experience and express their sensuality. She finds playful ways to engage people into exploring what it means to live a more feeling, more passionate, more fully expressed sensual life. Spent a lot of years doing this, huh, Monica? 18 years.
I have, in many different forms, yes.
Yeah, and I know, you have a lot of different materials, and we want to make sure we mention your upcoming teleseries, which is so great, you know, because people from all over can tune in. I love that teleseries idea.
Yeah,
but
I'm really excited.
I'm sorry, I was talking over you. What did you say?
Oh no, I just agreed with you. It's such a great format. I'm so excited to start to be able to put things in formats where people anywhere in the country or in the world can access them.
Yeah, and the whole teleseries idea too. You're in the comfort of your own home, exploring mm-hmm. some of these concepts that are sometimes difficult for us to really get in touch with. So I think it's a perfect venue for people to find a way to really explore it safely.
It's true. It's true. We're still so private about this part of our lives. And I say this part because I work with sensuality. Of course, sometimes sexuality is included in that. But so many people don't realize what a wide spectrum our sensuality includes.
So why don't you start out by just describing the difference between the sensuality and sexuality, how you see it.
Sure. I don't even know if I would say a difference so much as it's a continuum. Sensuality, if you think of it as a line, and it goes into sexuality at some point. But if you just back up a little bit and you even look at the word sensual, it's really of the senses. That's that which we experience through our senses. And so being able to, being not only able to, but also willing to feel more in our lives, to be more aware, to be more open, to even noticing things like, you know, the breeze going by or how something feels, that all the different textures of things. And then, of course, our emotional feelings as well. You know, we work with that as well. But a lot of what I start with before we even get to the idea of a better sex life is just experiencing more of life in general, and being willing to feel more in every part of your life adds up to feeling more in the sexual part of your life as well.
Yeah, and before you came on, I read the quote from your website that I put on my website, on my blog, about how everything stems from this orgasmic, powerful nature that we have inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you were just describing sensuality, so do you think that orgasmic nature comes through sensuality and sexuality? Like, how do you see how that all fits together?
Yeah, there's definitely a flow. I also talk about how our sensuality is not linear. And so it makes it challenging because we live in a world where you know, we talk about things in a very linear way. There's A, B, and C, and things follow. There's first date, second date, third date, right?
Right.
And yet, our sensuality and many energies in the world don't really move in that linear kind of way. So it can be a little bit challenging sometimes for people to even perceive, or to open up to the idea that, things that seem unrelated to them, or things that don't seem like they follow in a straight line, actually are related. One of the most interesting things in my own journey was when I realized that my anger, when I got angry, was actually part of my turn-on. And that was a very strange thing for me to connect. And for many years, when I was angry, that was definitely a place where I turned off my sex. No, I'm angry with you, so I can't have sex with you.
Right.
Anyone who's married knows that can be a challenge, right? But of course we also all know about, you know, makeup sex, right? So we fight and then we, you know, and then we make up, and then there's this great thing called makeup sex. So we have some inclination, that those things can be related. But when we're so busy putting things in different boxes, when I'm angry, I'm only going to act this way, and when I'm happy, I'll act this way, and when we're willing to take our experiences out of boxes and allow them to be fluid, what we notice is that there's a lot, the boundaries between things are much more permeable.
I love that. Take experiences out of the boxes. And yeah, so how are you now when you're angry and you're in a situation where sex is available to you? I mean, what's different for you?
Yeah, it's not exactly like, oh, I'm really angry. Let me go see who I can, you know, scare up for a nooner. You know, it's not exactly like that. But, you know, it came about in a funny kind of way. I was partnered with someone at the time who understood this particular connection, and I would get kind of angry or worked up about something, and he would very playfully say to me, "You're really turned on right now, aren't you?" And it was very funny. It was so, it took me really off guard. I wasn't ready for that, and I had to admit that I was. I had to really admit, like, oh, everything in my body right now is functioning in the same way as it would be if I was turned on. Same exact things are happening. So, how can I make this shift? You know, am I really committed to being angry? Am I committed to the silent treatment with you in my anger? Or is there something else that I can do? And so when we... because in our turn-on, our turn-on is a place that we want to connect from. And so when we start to understand how many other states are all related to our turn-on, we're much more willing to, in a way, kind of drop the story. story. You know, that's a lot of what I work with people on. We tend to place a story between whatever sensation is happening and then how we decide to react to it. And if you notice, sometimes, like, someone will cry, they won't actually let themselves cry until they feel like they have a good enough reason.
Right.
Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, yeah. The good enough reason, you know, you've got to... It actually varies, of course. Some women cry at the drop of a hat, and some people do, and some people are just like, they hold it in until it's like, okay, now I'm really ready to let some of it out.
Exactly. And if you notice, you know, when someone is crying or having any reaction and they don't feel that they have a good enough reason or someone else doesn't judge them, there's shame attached to that, right? It's like, oh, I don't really have a good enough reason to be feeling this. And so we tend to be interacting with stories all the time and not really with sensation. And sometimes we don't even know the difference.
Yeah, it's that awareness, that really allowing yourself to feel the sensation of what's going on. And when you were talking about, you know, the turn on of anger, for me, I go right to the energetic place. It's like, yeah, you know, the aliveness that you feel when you're angry is that same kind of energy as orgasmic energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are some practices that I've learned, for example, because I've, like you said, 18 years, and I've done a lot of different things, and I've studied Tantra as part of that. And some of the emotional release practices that I learned, which is a way of really just releasing pent-up energy, not necessarily with story. And I would go right from an energetic release that would look very much like anger, you know, or a very high energy, high vibration release, and I would go right into an orgasm. Like, it was right on the other side.
Wow.
Of that.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
That is really fascinating. Well, you know, you've got this teleseries that's coming up. What was the title of it again? Remind me here.
Oh, I've been doing a series of courses in person called Aphrodite Rising. So, you know, the rising of our goddess or our goddess of love. And I have to tell you, I'm like very down to earth, so I don't spend too much time in sort of new agey goddess land. But there is a place, I think, where as women, we can all tap into this part of us. And we think that this part of us, whether we think of it as our sex goddess or whatever it is, but we think it only exists in really narrow places. Like, all the conditions have to be exactly right for us to be in the mood, right? You hear us talk about in the mood.
Well, in right. Series, you know what, Monica, I want you to hold that thought for a minute. We're going to take a short break. We've got them at the edge of their seats now.
Ah, okay, no problem.
As we come back, she is going to talk about how this unfolds. So stay tuned.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
There's a small town dealer that'll treat you right. You'll save plenty at Valenti Toyota.
Hi, this is Rob Valenti from the Valenti family of dealerships, Dunn's Corners, Wesley, Rhode Island, home of Toyota and Subaru. And here we go, number one for a reason. 2011 Toyota Camry for only $159 a month. 2010 Toyota Corolla for only $149 a month. They're coming from Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts to your number one Toyota destination. Now, how about a Subaru? A 2010 Subaru Forester, only $21,638. Save $2,600. A 2011 Subaru Outback for only $21,995. Save $2,200. They're coming from Rhode Island, Connecticut, Mass. To your number one Subaru destination. Over 1,000 cars and trucks in stock. 1 hour delivery. Everybody drives away. Service open Monday through Saturday till 4 p.m. Free oil changes for life program. Visit us now 24/7 at BobValenti.com. Call now 877-811-7200. Remember, folks, if I can't beat the competitor's price by $500, I'll give you $1,000 cash. Back, so just smile.
You'll save plenty at Valenti Subaru.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
1230 WPLQ.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty live back with Monica Day of thesensuallife.com. And Monica, before the break, was just telling us, unfolding how she really helps people get in touch with this sensuality and giving you a little bit of a taste of an upcoming teleseries that she's planning. So carry on, Monica.
Thank you. So, yeah, we were just starting to talk about how it's 6 weeks to your most sensual self. So the teleseries goes on for 6 weeks. There's a call each week that women, and it's geared towards women, and they can log on. And we talk about some of these concepts, like you and I are talking now, concepts like getting in touch with sensation, trying to understand the difference between what we're actually feeling and the story we're telling ourselves about what we're feeling. And then there are assignments every week that are given at the end of the teleseminar, and you do that assignment before the next week. So it's designed to gradually open up your senses, your awarenesses, and then also as you open up, of course, what you want to start to do is put in pleasurable experiences, opportunities to feel yourself in different types of, environments and feed your senses, basically. Many of us are, we kind of starve ourselves. It's of course, it's no mistake that we live in like a diet culture, right, where we're constantly finding ourselves not right. We're not the right, size, weight, shape, and all of these things. My goal for women at the end of 6 weeks is that you really get into agreement with what is, how you are, who you are, how your body is, and really understand that there is no one way of being. There's this, diversity of ways of being that are so fabulous, and really getting to know your way of being in the world by the end of the 6 weeks makes you ready to share yourself with another in a whole different way.
Oh my gosh. You should have heard the first half of my show. I mean, I started out the show saying that 97% of women don't like something about their bodies. And what a pity that is, because, we're all suffering because women feel that way. So listen, so we make sure we get it in, how do people get on your list to find out more about this teleseries?
Yes, they can go to thesensuallife.com, And a couple great things are going to happen. If you subscribe on every single page on the top right-hand side, just give your email, your first name, that's it. First of all, you'll get a free report, which is called The Sensual Life's Guide to Getting Off, What It Takes to Really Have It All. And so you can actually start looking at some of these concepts right away. And then you also will start to get a free weekly journal. It's called Your Essential Journal. And in that are little starter exercises. They might be writing exercises or drawing or sharing in some way. So they can actually get started right away for free as soon as they subscribe. And then within the next couple of weeks, once they're on the list, they'll get the invitation to the teleseminar.
Fabulous. So thesensuallife.com. Go there right now and subscribe. I know it's going to be some great information. How cool is that, that you can get started right away? So tell me, what do you notice when women transform from this place of not liking things about their body and being out of touch with their sensuality and sexuality, and then when they move into it? What do you notice?
Well, I think a few things happen, and I notice it in other women, and of course, I don't do anything with anyone that I haven't done myself. I really think that when we're committed to being sensual explorers, it's, you know, the buck stops and starts here. And so one of the things that I've noticed is, that self-confidence shoots way, way up. So that place, like in my optimal world, no woman will ever ask, not only a man, but even another woman, do I look fat in these jeans?
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see that question just completely taken out of our vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because right there, I think there's so much in that, about our shame about our bodies and how we look and how we're perceived. So once you spend this kind of time with yourself that you'll spend, you know, when you do my courses, a lot of that starts to fall away. And you're able, you no longer look in the mirror and go right to those places that, you know, you hate about yourself. You start to look at yourself more the way, you know, look at the way our lovers look at us. If you're picking lovers in the right way, they don't look at you when you take your clothes off and start nitpicking at all the little things that are wrong with you. You know, they see the beauty of you, and they want to be with you. I would like to see us feel that way about ourselves.
Yes, and imagine if we felt that way about ourselves, how our lovers would feel about us.
Oh, it's so much more attractive. I mean, that's the other funny thing. So much of this is counterintuitive. We're so much more attractive to a lover when we feel that we're the most, you know, fabulous thing. I mean, if you look at who you're attracted to, you know, most of us are attracted to people who have confidence, who, you know, have a certain way about them that we can just feel. Look, if you don't want to be with yourself, why does somebody want to be with you?
Yes, that's such a great point. That's such a great point. And I think it's a good thing to ask the listeners, you know, it's like, do you enjoy time with yourself? Just you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I talk a lot, you know, you talked about orgasmic living, you know, the quote that I have, and I know that that's a big part of your show as well. The other thing I work with women on is this idea that someone gives you an orgasm, right? You have to go to someone to give you an orgasm. One of the things I work with women to understand is that you already have your orgasm. You're born with it. It's something that we all have. It's part of you. You can share your orgasm. And I'm not talking about people say, oh, masturbation. I'm really not talking about it on that level. I mean, that's a whole other topic of conversation. But I'm just saying that you really have energetically everything inside of you, and your orgasm is something that you own. It's not something that someone kind of teases out of you. And I find that women do this. It's like they're looking for the magic, you know, the person who can find their magic button. And I'm saying, find your own magic button.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, realize that it's actually not just a button. It's a whole way of being that you can be in all the time.
Mm. Oh, Monica, you know, I'm just feeling the sensations right now that you can create with your programs. This is just, it's so beautiful, and you can't believe how we are talking about the exact same thing, and I really love it. It's like that juiciness does live inside, and I can tell you that I had to learn it myself too. I used to, whenever I had a wonderful sexual encounter, I would always attribute it to the man until I finally said, whoa, I'm part of the equation here too, and it's actually me. So I know exactly what you mean, and I just love this idea of that we are all born with the energy of orgasm, and you can share it with others. So what a beautiful way to end the show. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you for another half an hour for sure. I'm going to have to get you back on the show.
Absolutely. But we'll definitely do it again.
Yes, so there is a little taste. Monica Day, thesensuallife.com. Check it out. And thank you so much for taking out some time to be on the show today.
Thank you so much, Coach Betty. It was really fun.
All right. Well, folks, that's all for this week. We are going to have another great guest next week. I got two people that I'm talking to, and either one of them are going to be fabulous. So stay tuned. We'll have a wonderful, organic, orgasmic, sensual week before we meet again. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.